Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I had the worst nightmare of my life last night. So I dreamt I woke up in my apartment and got up and went into the kitchen, and there was this woman standing there, but she didn't have a face. And then, you know, a short distance from where we were standing, there are these five steps that led down to a black door. She beckoned me to follow her as she walked to the top of those stairs. And then she took off her shirt and just crossed her arms in front of her chest and looked down at the landing in front of the door. So I looked too. There were dozens of nails hammered sharp side up coming through the floor. They were just jutting out at every angle. And before I knew it, she just started screaming. And then she jumped. She jumped into the air and somehow flattened her body out and landed on all of those nails. The sound. And she just kept screaming. Screaming as she peeled her body off the nails and then climbed the stairs as if nothing happened and then jumped again. And again. And again. She did it until the floor was just soaked with blood and her body was so shredded, and all I could do was stand there and watch. I couldn't make myself wake up, but then finally I did, and then I realized that her scream was my scream. I was just sitting in my bed screaming. Everything's falling apart. I called Billy to try and schedule another therapy session, but we couldn't make it work. To be real, I didn't try all that hard, though, because I'm kind of scared of what they'd say to me. I haven't really talked about what happened in my apartment a few weeks ago because I'd rather pretend that it didn't happen. But I'm scared. Especially now, because Luke is like missing or something. You know, with everything that had been happening, he was the one person I had left to talk to. You know, we went on hikes, a distraction, you know, I had some kind of connection with him, and now he's not answering my calls or texts, and I would go to his house to find him, but I realized that we actually always hung out here, so I don't even know where he lives. It's like he disappeared. And then my car got broken into, and whoever did it stole my dad's camera, which still had the film inside, and my phone, and I got a new phone already, but I'll never be able to replace the camera. So now, I'm really alone. Elliot, Devin, Luke, no one. And I'm really scared. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I just feel like I'm exposed. And I know that's my fault because I'm, you know, I am putting this all out here, but I don't know who else I can talk to. So this is what I'm doing. I'm just talking to the air now. You know, I guess that's better than nothing, right? And that feeling of being watched, the one I get when I have the recurring dream of being in the woods, that's how I feel all the time now. I don't know what to do.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.